I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. The Danish duo Thorbjørn Olsen and Søren Kjeldsen cruised to victory at the World Cup of Golf. Team Denmark shot a final round 66 at Kingston Heath Golf Club in Melbourne, Australia, to win by four shots. Kjeldsen found special meaning in the team win.
What's so special about it is that we don't get to, you know, lift trophy with another player very often. So to try that and to get that team feeling is just makes it even more special, I think, than winning an individual event.
Kjeldsen and his partner have never experienced playing in a Ryder Cup tournament, and Olsen enjoyed the team event.
We were not talking too much about the shots. We were playing our own ball, and it worked out really well. It's been, like Sean said, a great week, and it's been a lot of fun for us.
Three teams challenged to win the four-day tournament, but ended tied for second place. Jimmy Walker paired with fellow American Ricky Fowler, who says they liked the way they played.
I felt like we fought and did a good job with alternate shot. I mean, it shows a lot about each other's games, kind of being able to kind of continue to move forward and keep the big mistakes away. We did a really good job of that. Get a few more putts to go and we'll be in good shape.
Putting also proved to be an obstacle for China's team, as Wu Ashun explains after finishing with teammate Li Haotong.
Lost a couple of holes. We missed some putts, you know. That was like only 500 gram different, whatever. But finally, we finish, and we got decent finish, and hopefully next year play great again.
The third team tied for second place was the French duo of Victor Dubuisson and Romain Langesque.
I was really under pressure before this week, because to play with Victor and to play in a big tournament like this one, and I'm so happy to finish the tournament with that position and with 9 under on the last round. Yeah, that's amazing.
Amazing in tennis was the performance by Argentina, which claimed the prestigious Davis Cup for the first time. Argentine fans reacted outside a bar in Buenos Aires to the winning point over Croatia. Tennis fan Jose Pardo. This is something that has always been denied for Argentina. Four finals lost, and this was the opportunity to turn everything around. And for the first time, the Davis Cup will be here in Argentina. Juan Martín Del Potro and Federico Delbonis won their reverse singles matches against the favored Croatians Marin Cilic and Ivo Karlovic, capturing the long-awaited victory, much to the delight of Argentine fan Edgardo Pena. Both of them were great, perfect, excellent. I do not know which of them is going to be on the cover of the newspaper tomorrow, but the two were exceptional, very cute, a joy for this country. Daniel Heller, who also watched in Buenos Aires, thinks the Davis Cup win will boost tennis in his country.
La verdad que hace rato que no se tiene un triunfo tan grande, hace rato que no hay.
It's been a long time since we had such a great victory, and tennis heroes like them, maybe now more with Del Potro in the Olympics. I think this is going to make playing tennis flourish in Argentina, and I think it's very cool for Argentine tennis fans to reach the top. Ovations in the East Room at the White House in Washington as two former National Basketball Association legends were among this year's 21 recipients of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. President Barack Obama.
There is a reason you call somebody the Michael Jordan of. Michael Jordan of neurosurgery, or the Michael Jordan of rabbis, or the Michael Jordan of outrigger canoeing. They know what you're talking about. Because Michael Jordan is the Michael Jordan of greatness. He is the definition of somebody so good at what they do that everybody recognizes. That's pretty rare.
Before there was Michael Jordan, there was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
The reason we honor Kareem is more than just a pair of goggles and the skyhook. He stood up for his Muslim faith when it wasn't easy and it wasn't popular. He's as comfortable sparring with Bruce Lee as he is advocating on Capitol Hill, or writing with extraordinary eloquence about patriotism, physically, intellectually, spiritually. Kareem is one of a kind, an American who illuminates both our most basic freedoms and our highest aspirations.
Mr. Obama said the people receiving the medal helped push America forward and inspired millions around the world. Last year, Australian Jared Hayne made the leap from professional rugby player to a member of the San Francisco 49ers in the National Football League. But after a few games, he chose to return to rugby and a chance to play in the Olympics. The lure of playing professionally in the United States remains for many, as Gavin Orr, Pacific Sports Management co-owner, explains.
That's what these athletes in Australia, they've got to do. They've got to challenge themselves to get out of that country and finding out and testing ourselves within the NFL market.
With Orr in Los Angeles were Australian Rugby League stars Jason Tuamalolo and Valentin Holmes, who made the trip together from London after playing against each other in the Four Nations final between Australia and New Zealand to participate in a special private workout for the NFL. Tuamalolo, who also plays for the North Queensland Cowboys, was excited to test his skills.
As athletes, they're the best in the world at what they do, so I think the opportunity for us to come over here and test ourselves and, you know, to compare ourselves to how they play and how they are as athletes is probably the main one for us.
Valentin Holmes, who is a rugby star with the Cronulla Sharks, liked his NFL tryout.
I think we went pretty well. It was a bit different to what we used to, but our managers were happy and some of the guys in there were pretty happy, I guess.
You were good. Were you nervous?
Yeah, at first I was pretty nervous, you know, all the scouts looking at you, all eyes on you, but I think we did pretty well under pressure.
Jeffrey K. Foster is president of National Football Scouting and thought the Aussies did well.
Most of the scouts that were here were veteran guys that understood that these guys have not only never done these drills, but they didn't train for the drills. I think the scouts had great expectations about what they were going to see today. They were excited when they came in, and I think these guys met their expectations.
Both players are considered NFL free agents and may sign with clubs with written permission from the players' National Rugby League club. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.